Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dialed In. Now, this is a broadcast where we focus on sharing actionable steps that you can implement immediately to help you live a big life. I'm your host, Bethany Clemenson, and I'm thrilled to share Holly Lane Smith with you today. Holly is an amazing human. She's a mom to two adorable boys. She is also a sales professional and trainer, and she's a huge part of the Empowered Living and Empowerment Mentoring programs, which she'll share more about with you later. I asked Holly to be on Dialed In because I have watched her journey just for the past few years and seen her share her story about how she's worked incredibly hard to manage her thinking and reshape her mindset to really get dialed in to who she is and what she wants and create a life that she loves, a big life, really. Her life has been transformed from the inside out, and Holly's nickname is Happy Holly, and as you listen to her share today, you'll know exactly why. Holly is one of those individuals who creates a safe space for others, and honestly, every time I spend time with Holly, I feel like a better person just because of that. So welcome to Dialed In, Holly.
Thank you, Bethany. It's really an honor and a privilege to be here with you today.
Thank you. So I always start just by asking a simple question, and then we just see where it takes us. But I just wondered if you would share with listeners today about your journey to creating a life that you love. And maybe I'll tell you this before you start sharing, but listeners usually to Dialed In are people that either are just thinking that maybe a big life is possible for them, and they're wondering what this means to be dialed in and live big, or they're individuals that are out there in the trenches and they're facing their fears and they're facing their mindsets and they're working to overcome that every day to really live and create a life that they love. So with that background, I'll let you share a little bit of your journey with us.
Wow. Well, thank you again, Bethany. And there are so many different directions I could go with this when I think about my journey. I had no concept about the idea of personal growth and the opportunities that personal growth brings us, and really the truth of my potential and what's possible for me in my life. I just didn't even know. And so growing up, it was just really kind of do the next thing, go to school, go to college, get a job, and kind of live life. And it wasn't until, it was when I was in college, actually, that somebody, an acquaintance of my parents, just happened to pass off to my mom an audio program, a CD program. It was a personal growth program. Mm-hmm. And she started listening to it. It was about 12 hours worth of teaching. And she said to me, I remember her saying, Holly, I think you should check this out. And she started to explain to me sort of the concepts that this teacher was teaching. And I was so intrigued. And I was skeptical too, and I was like, I don't know, but there was something in me, I think, that just was pulling me forward, and that knew there was more, even though I maybe consciously didn't recognize that. And so I took that CD set and I started listening to it, and I listened to that program probably hundreds of times, to be honest, just over and over and over again.
Wow.
And I didn't really do anything else in terms of getting any other programs or any books or anything, but I just remember when I was walking to the bus, or I was just anything, getting ready in the morning, getting ready for class, I put this on, and it sort of became the background, the soundtrack to my life for probably like 2 or 3 years. And I started to, that's really when I started to dream and to really think, wait a second, maybe there is more for me in my life. And maybe I don't just have to live a normal life. Like I grew up in a sort of lower middle class family, and we lived, at one point we lived in the suburbs of the city, and I was like, I just don't want to be like a normal suburban suburban family. And so I started to think maybe there's more, maybe I can live a life where I get to travel, or maybe I can work from home so I can be home with my kids, or, you know, just like kind of just little things at first. And I didn't know like how it was possible, but I really just kept sort of tuning into this one particular program. And then after kind of a few years of that, then some opportunities started to present itself. The next big shift for me was there was a network marketing company that I was approached by one of their representatives and asked to, if I would like to start my own business in that. And this particular company was very, and I think it's common across network marketing companies, it was very personal growth oriented in that, like, they really worked with their consultants to kind of work on their mindset, not just on the business, but how do we see ourselves. And so with that, kind of taking that step of like, okay, I'm gonna build a business for myself. And that's when I started to see like, okay, maybe I can make more than just kind of basic living wage, and maybe I can actually have a little more time freedom. And this was now getting towards the end of my last year of college, and I started reading other books, and I started just kind of tuning in and taking more action steps. So kind of up until that point, it was really a lot of just sort of the seeds being planted in my mind, but not necessarily taking like physical action towards making changes in my life. And then with this, I started to kind of start to shift the direction of where I saw my life going and actually take steps towards it. So I did that for about a year, and I have ups and downs. I think anyone who's been in network marketing can relate to that. And decided after about a year that, you know what, maybe this isn't for me. And around, let me just think here of the timeline. It was soon after that I had gotten married right around that time as well. And soon after that, about a year after starting that business, I was like, nope, you know what, I'm not going to do this. I put that to the side, started focusing on, I'm just going to get a job right now. Just my husband at the time and I were just really struggling financially. I just need to focus on kind of working full time in a regular job and just making ends meet. And got pregnant around the same time with our first kid. And so my focus really started to kind of shift again. Not that I wasn't dreaming, but I felt like I had to go more so into survival mode, like sort of real life was hitting me and I needed to be a grown up and just kind of face reality that, okay, maybe just put my dreams to the side. And so that was the direction things started to take. And then it was about a year later. So I'd had my son, and he was about 3 months old. And I remember hearing about my mom had been telling me, she had stuck with the personal growth journey as well, kind of side by side with myself, both doing it in our own way, but moving forward nonetheless. And she had told me about this guy, Paul Martinelli, and he was the president of the John Maxwell team, and he did these studies on the book Think and Grow Rich. And she had participated in a couple of them already. And she said, Holly, I just really think you should join this next study that's coming up. And it was his third study of Think and Grow Rich that he was leading. And it's so interesting, Bethany, because I think about the moment. I literally remember the moment where I made the decision that I was going to join the program. And it cost $200, and we didn't have $200. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to put it on credit card, and I'm just going to take this step. I couldn't put into words why I needed to, but I just knew I needed to. I knew something needed to change in my life, that I wasn't, I felt like it was just like that proverbial hamster just on a wheel going faster and faster and faster, but going nowhere. And so I knew something needed to change. And I think that just that part of me that, again, is just that part of me that's just seeking more life was just sort of tugging at my heart and pulling me forward. And so I said, okay, I'm going to sign up. And I didn't even ask my husband, even though we literally had no money. I was like, I'm just going to do it. $200. maybe it'll break the bank, but you know what? I'm just going to go for it. And I jumped in to that program and started studying Think and Grow Rich. And they would have, I don't know if you were a part of that one, Bethany, it was back in 2016. And he would do, Paul and Roddy would do these live Q&A calls every Saturday. They structured it like an 8-week program. And so they would release a lesson every week and then do a live Q&A call. And these Q&A calls would go for like 8 hours. Like,
wow.
Hundreds of people on the phone. And, you know, it's crazy because I can, every Saturday, it's like I'm blocking off my Saturday because it was like I was getting so much out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you just like, you connect with kind of a teacher that's in front of you, and you just like, I just felt like I was so thirsty for what they were teaching. And so I would stay on the line for 8 hours just listening to these live Q&A. It was incredible. And and about 2 weeks into the program, Paul happened to mention that he had just lost his assistant, and he needed to hire an assistant. And it was just in the context of just talking about like life being crazy and busy. And it was just, but for me, I heard him say that, and it was like, it was there was just this sort of opportunity radar that went off in my mind. It was kind of the same thing that happened when I was presented with the opportunity to join the network marketing company. And it was just like, I knew I needed to act on this. Like, there's something here for me, and I don't know exactly what it is, but I know this person, I know Paul knows something, and he has something that I'm craving, that I want, and I need to figure out how to kind of get myself in front of him and be a closer part of his world, because I know I there's something there I need to learn. And so on one of these live Q&A calls with, like, I think there's close to 1,000 people, on the call, I just got on the call and basically told him that I wanted to be his assistant. And,
I love that.
It was like one of those things where you just kind of put your head down and you just do it, and you don't even think about what the consequences might be, but you just know you have to do it. And so by the end, that was a Saturday, and by the Monday, I had an email in my inbox that said Paul basically offering me the job, and that was it. It sort of, that was
Wow.
That was the, yeah, that was like the point where I would say things really started to shift for me. It was like up until that point, I can see the sort of progression of little things, little shifts and changes along the way, just in my thinking and then how I was living my life and kind of taking the next step. But they were all like really little steps and little changes. And then this was like, total shift in the trajectory of my life. And and then from there, I've worked for Paul now for 4 years, and literally everything in my life has changed. Like I can't even begin to explain the magnitude of the effect that it's had on me to be so just engrossed in a personal development. For it's literally my life. It is, I mean, it's my work. When I'm not working and when I'm sort of have time to myself, which there isn't a lot of that, but when I do, I love just like digging into personal growth and listening to the teaching and reading, and it's just like, it's my life. And, and I can just see how everything in my world, everything around me and in my life has changed because of it. So that's like a sort of a snapshot of my journey and how I got into this whole realm of growing and being aware that I can grow and that I can choose the life I want to live. And yeah.
So would you say today that you are living a life that you love?
Yeah, I would. And, you know, I think it's important to say, because it's one thing, I can say that wholeheartedly that, yes, I'm living a life that I love. Now, I think it's important to recognize and to for the listeners to also hear that it doesn't mean that everything's perfect and that, like, I have this sort of fairy tale life that is just easy and happy and all this. It's, I think, as we grow, one of the things I've come to realize is it almost gets harder in a way, because you have, with one of the things that Paul taught me is that with greater awareness comes greater responsibility. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, now that I'm aware that I can really design my life and choose my thoughts and create what I want in my life, it's like now I have the responsibility to act on that and to move forward, even when I really don't want to, or when it's really hard, or when it just, yeah, it's there's challenges. There's lots of challenges with it, but I absolutely love the life that I'm living, and I love that I get to keep dreaming bigger and bigger and growing, and I can see it happening in my life. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I would say, in my experience, personal growth is probably some of the hardest work I've ever done.
Yeah. I 100% agree.
When I'm working with my coaching clients, you know, usually probably 4 to 5 weeks in, things start to get a little more real, or kind of dive deeper into what the things are in their lives that they want to change. And I remind them that there's freedom on the other side. I remember when I first started working with a coach that it's almost like, and maybe you can say if this is an experience that you had, but when you become aware how unaware you are, it's almost frustrating, because you realize there's so much to learn. Like,
yeah,
you'll never figure it all out.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's two-sided, or there's kind of two parts to it. There is a degree of that frustration, and also there's a degree of like having like the power of having a coach to, and a mentor to walk with you through the journey is just, I can't, it's so invaluable. It's so, I think it's critical really to being able to grow in really significant ways, because like you said, there's, you don't know what you don't know. There's just things that you're not aware of, and you can have the awareness that you're not aware of certain things, but it's still, how do you then figure out what it is that you're
right.
not aware of?
And right.
I think having a coach who can speak into your life and who sees things from a different level because they've been through different experiences and they've sort of walked the journey, and maybe they're farther along in their growth journey in a way, they can speak into your life in that way. So I think, yeah, there's so much value in having someone come alongside you in that capacity to help you grow. I think that's really, Bethany, when I think about why was it that when I kind of got the job working for Paul, that things really started to change. And even though I wasn't hiring him as my coach, but I was working so closely with him as his assistant that I was just, it was more just through those interactions I would pick up on things and he would teach me things, and that I had it was like that's when really like things started to accelerate in my own life in terms of kind of my growth, having someone like that right alongside me. So, yeah, I think there's huge, huge benefit to that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I remember not long after I first joined the John Maxwell team, I was on a call with Paul, and I was too afraid initially to get in the queue to actually talk to him, but I got so much value out of just listening what other people said, kind of like what you were saying with being on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, you'd block out your whole Saturday because there inevitably people would say something and it would be like, whoa, I didn't think of it that way, and oh my goodness, how do I examine that from in my life? And there was one call in particular, and it may have even been my very first call with Paul. When he was closing the call, he said, I believe in you and I believe in your dream. It's funny, it's hard for me to even say that without being emotional.
Yeah.
And I never had anybody do that.
Yeah, it's incredible when you have someone who sees what you can't see in yourself. I think you can't put a value to it. It's just so, it's so beyond kind of what we can conceive in our minds, and it's in terms of the value of having someone like you do for your clients, Bethany, just having that belief in them, because you can see things in them that they can't see in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for me, that's been critical in my journey of having just a few key people. It's not even very many. You really don't need very many people to play that role, even just one or two sort of key people who have that higher level of awareness and can just see your God-given potential and your giftedness, and see past the limitations that we're all programmed with to one degree or another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so incredibly powerful. They can see your greatness when maybe you can't, or you've forgotten, or you haven't yet discovered it. And there's just it's so powerful, and it gives you power. Like you're able. You mentioned it earlier. Like there's power in understanding that there's a level of control that you have over creating your life instead of being a victim to what's happening to you. you know, you kind of look at life as it's happening for you, and what can you learn, and how do you think different to move forward? And there's power in that. Then instead of being a victim of it, you know, you're part of it, or you're helping direct it. So Holly, as you're telling your story, as where you were and where you are now, can you share with listeners maybe some of the exterior differences that they would see in you? Like, what, how has your life looked different if they were the outside looking in?
Yeah, I think some of the biggest sort of most noticeable changes for me, one would be just in my own personal demeanor. I know lots of people have told me just how much change they've seen in me, like just how I behave and how I carry myself. And I know I feel it. I feel like a totally new level of confidence and just self-assuredness and just this inner understanding of kind of who I am and what I'm capable of. So there's that. And then just like you mentioned, my sort of nickname is Happy Holly. Like, just I've because of the journey I've been on, and because of the growth that I've gone through, I've sort of made the decision that who I want to be is, I want to be someone who's happy and who people like to be around and who just sort of lights up a room. So I think sort of outwardly how I project myself, that's one of the big changes. In terms of sort of my physical life, the physical conditions of my life, I mean, I just a couple months ago at the start of the year, I moved into a new apartment, and I was able to buy just all new furniture. I was able to get exactly what I wanted. It's a beautiful apartment in a beautiful building. Just total shift in energy from where I was living before.
Wow.
And just knowing, it's like, so I get to like walk into my home and I just feel so good. It's like a haven. It's just like peaceful, and it's set up how I want it to be set up. And my kids, I see my kids and they're happy, and I know within myself that like I created this. It's not because of anyone else or because someone was just nice to me and gave me some money to do this. But I created this in my life, and I created the ability to have this, the financial means. So that's one example. I think another one is just in the work that I do. As I mentioned, 4 years ago, I started off working for Paul as his executive assistant. And my position has kind of morphed over the years because I've discovered some things about myself that I didn't really know. It was funny because when I got the job, I was convinced. I had never had a job like this before. I had zero experience working as an assistant to anyone, not to mention an executive level position. But I was so convinced that, you know what, I know I can do this job. I'm very gifted organizationally, administratively, and I know I can do this. So I was absolutely convinced that when I told Paul that I would be the best assistant he ever had, I really believed that. And then as time went on, it sort of became more and more evident that maybe I wasn't quite so gifted in the areas of organization and keeping things and attention to detail and administration. And so that sort of became more and more evident. But what happened instead of getting fired was I was able to Paul shifted my position in terms of focusing, having a different focus rather than being the one who's in charge of all the details. He sort of moved me into a position that's more so sales and marketing, oriented. So now I get to do work that feels like it's like getting closer and closer to being just right in my sweet spot, right what I love to do. I love interacting with people. I love working with people. I love the whole sort of study and understanding of influence and how to help people take that next step in their lives to help them move towards what they want to create, what their dreams and their goals are. And that's what I think that's what sales and marketing really boils down to, if you think about mm-hmm. it. And mm-hmm. so now I get to do that for a company that I love, for a cause that I think is one of the very most important in this world, just helping people grow to discover their own potential and their giftedness. And it's like that's what I get to do. Obviously, we all have our days where maybe we don't want to go to work, where it's just no matter how much we love our job. But the vast majority of the days that I wake up and I'm just really excited for what I get to do and the work that the people I get to work with and the impact I get to have in this world. And that's something that I don't think very many people can say. And so I feel mm-hmm. really, just really blessed and really fortunate to be able to say that, yeah, that's what I get to do. So those are a few examples of kind of the outward expression of the inward growth that I've kind of gone through in my life.
Those are great examples because the work on the inside that we do impacts everything on the outside. And, you know, I think that we can have temporary change on the outside if we don't do inner work, but it's not something sustainable.
No.
And yeah, there's just such power in really investing in your personal growth and understanding how you can be the best version of you that there is. And, obviously you can tell in your voice when you talk about it that you absolutely love what you do. So these days, is there such thing as a normal day for you? What is, I don't even know if that's a question I can ask. I don't know.
Yeah, I think about my life, and I just have to stop and laugh because it's like it's the word that comes to mind is ridiculous. I have some complicating factors in my life that I work around. Like I'm from Canada. I have a home in Canada. My kids live in Canada. My ex-husband is in Canada, but I was able to just complete the process of getting my green card to be a permanent resident in the U.S., and which is part of, I mean, some people might think, what? That's crazy. It's part of my dream. Like I ever since I started working for the John Maxwell team and Paul Martinelli and Empowered Living, I wanted to move to the U.S. And so this has been this was just over a 3-year process to get my green mm-hmm. card. And during that time, I got divorced. I had another baby. I just all sorts mm-hmm. of things. So my life is, really not normal. I go back and forth between Canada and the U.S. all the time. I'm traveling most weeks, actually. I'm on an airplane. And so every day it's kind of like, okay, what do I need to focus on today? And there's always something different. And sometimes it's, okay, I just need to get myself from here to there and get through this this trip and get a few basic work things done and then catch up when I get down to Florida or catch up when I get back to Canada. And then other days I'm just in one place and my kids are around and they're with their nanny and I just get to sit in my room and work on my laptop and connect with people. And work on whatever. There's always something new in the company going on. There's always some new program coming up or in progress or some new project, some new idea that Paul had. And he's like, okay, it's time to work on this next. And then I get to travel a bunch as well, aside from just going back and forth between Canada and the U.S. And I was just in Europe for the first couple weeks of February. That was incredible. Just being able to go to a series of events. Paul had a kind of speaking tour, and I was able to accompany him on that, going to Belgium and then going to Paris and then to Rome. And, again, just, like, meeting people and being in the room and watching people grow and knowing that I'm playing a role in facilitating that is incredible. And in when we were in Rome, Paul's business partner, Roddy, and his wife, Susan, were also there. And Paul and Roddy were both speaking at this event. And Susan and I were sitting at the back of the room, and we were just exhausted. And I realized, Susan's like, we really do need to remind ourselves that this is literally what we get to do with our lives. Like, we get to travel around the world. And so we can complain about being tired and exhausted, but let's just kind of have a little reality check here. Like, this is what we get to do. And it's just, yeah, it's incredible. So there's really no normal day. Every day is different. Every day presents different opportunities and different challenges. But I know for me, my personality style and what I love, it's perfect for me. I love the variety, and I love seeing what's coming next. And I think when you're changing and when the position you're in naturally involves change, it helps you embrace change as well. Just in every other area of your life, which is so important. I mean, you can't grow without changing. So, yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. So, I'm sure listeners are dying to know how do they connect with you, and how can they get involved? Maybe I should back up. Can you talk a little bit about, any of the things that you're involved in, but I know for me, empowerment mentoring, empowered living, that has been a game changer for me and my family, and the programs that Paul offers, as they obviously have been for you. And so maybe talk, I mean, you can talk about whatever you want, Holly, but definitely about that.
Well, I think, I mean, that's really my main focus. I do very little outside of that. Paul and Roddy's company, which is now called Empowered Living. It was formerly called Empowerment Mentoring, but one of the programs we offer is Empowerment Mentoring. But the kind of community is Empowered Living. It's kind of how we rebranded ourselves, and it's just, I think what I love about it the most is that it's just a community where people can come together and just be real and be where they're at, and there's no pretense and there's no expectation, and they can just, like, you can step into it from wherever, whatever place in your life you're at, and you can just be with a community of people learning and growing together. And I think one of the things that's really powerful about what Paul and Roddy do in the community and offer through various programs and teachings is that whatever it is that they're teaching, it always seems to connect with people kind of across the spectrum. So whatever stage of the journey, the growth journey you're in, you're going to get something out of it. So, for example, they do almost every Monday, or sometimes on a different day of the week, depending on the schedule, they do a free lesson on Facebook Live, and whether someone is just kind of brand new and just kind of dipping their toe in the water to test out what it's like to sort of be open to this whole idea of personal growth, or if you're someone who's been studying personal growth for years and years and who's really worked hard on yourself in that area and who's and who's come a long way, you're going to just the way that Paul and Roddy teach and the content that they teach, I think, is impactful no matter who you are mm-hmm. or where you're coming from. So I think like you said, I think, Bethany, it's just it's had a huge impact on your life. It's had a huge impact on my life. If anyone sort of looking for community, I think it's a great place to come to. I'll send you, you can join our Facebook group. That's really kind of a good way just to get started and to sort of see what we're all about. And I think it really does, like you think about, I think about the name Empowered Living, and that's really like mm-hmm. what we're about. We're about helping people live a more empowered life to really just sort of, what does that mean to step into your personal power, to live empowered, and how do you do that? And that's what we're really all about, supporting and helping people on that, in that journey. So, I mean, that's my main focus. I think if someone's interested in sort of taking a next step, that's a great way to do it. I mm-hmm. think that it is, it's important to recognize that there's always going to be sort of another step in front of you. When you take one step, there's going to be another step. And I think as your listeners are sort of thinking about it, just I would encourage them to think about, like, what's my next step? What do I sort of need to do to move just one step forward? And so maybe that's joining a community like this, or maybe it's like hiring a coach like what you offer, Bethany. And I think the beautiful thing about what we do and what you do is just that there's so much synergy. Like, you can be part of the community, you can have a coach that you work with, you can have programs that you're going through, books that you're reading, and it mm-hmm. just it kind of all ties together, and it all is in support of you moving forward in your life. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I think you summarized it perfectly. I know I've been in part of the Empowered Living community for a few years now, and some of the programs I've been through multiple times. I think this was my fourth time just finishing the Think and Grow Rich mm-hmm. program, and every time I get so much out of it, and it's different every time. Mm. And I mentioned earlier that sometimes it can be overwhelming knowing that there's so much that you don't know, but that's also invigorating to keep going because it's all a journey. It's all a journey. Yeah. And I've met some of the most amazing people in the Empowered Living community. Like my very best friends are from that community, and I didn't know them 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's incredible, right?
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely incredible, and so I always like to wrap up conversations with some teaching points, Holly. But before I do, I just wanted to ask if there's anything else that's on your heart or on your mind that you'd want to share.
I think just a general word of encouragement, just to keep growing. I mean, there's just to be gentle on yourself. I think mm-hmm. oftentimes on this journey and figuring out what this looks like for each individual person, it's easy to compare where you're at with somebody else and see yourself as way far behind or vice versa, even mm-hmm. Kind of puff your chest up and think you're way far ahead. But when you're in those, I think when we're in those moments where we just feel like, oh my gosh, I've been trying so hard for so long and I just feel like it's not getting me anywhere, I just recognize that there's so much going on underneath the surface. Like, it took me years before of just listening to that first program before I even did anything with it or really started to make outward changes in my life. And so I think just being kind and gentle to yourself and recognizing it, like you said, it's all a process, and where I'm at is going to be different from where you're at and where any of our listeners are at, and that's okay. It's like wherever you're at right now today is exactly where you need to be in order mm-hmm. to take the next step. And so just sort of just be willing to embrace that and to just give yourself grace to move forward at your own pace, and just at the same time commit to just moving forward, to just take, even if it's a little step, just take a step. I think that's what I would say just to finish up.
Yeah, I love that. That's perfect. That's a perfect segue into kind of some of the teaching points that I drew out of what you shared. And there's so many things that I could have pulled out of our conversation. I really appreciate your transparency and you just being willing to come on and share your journey with us, Holly. So, here's just four takeaways from what Holly shared with us. And if you're in a place that you can write these down, fabulous. And if not, I'll be sure that I post these in the description of the podcast, along with contact information for Empowered Living and how you can get connected to that amazing tribe of people too. So, all right, teaching points. Number one, believe that there is more for you. I think that sometimes we push that down. I think everyone has an inkling that there could be more for them, but we say things to ourselves like, who do you think you are? Or you should just be happy with what you have. And I would encourage you that if you're thinking that there's more for you, there's more for you. And believing in that is a big deal. That's a great starting point. Number two, seek growth where you are. Just do the one next step that's in front of you. That may be picking up a book that you have on your shelf. It may be reaching out to someone that you know is ahead of you that can offer encouragement. It may be getting connected to a community of like-minded people. Number three, take action on the seeds that are planted. So as you dive into your personal growth journey, you'll find that you'll have nudges of things that you should do. Just like Holly was talking about, she was nudged to do the network marketing, and then she was nudged to reach out to Paul and offer to be his assistant. Those things are important. Listen to that intuition. And number four, surround yourself with others who are like-minded and growing with you. I think these are all things that if you just focus on those four, that can move your life forward in some big ways. So thank you so much for being here, Holly.
Thank you, Bethany. I really enjoyed our time together. Thank you for having me.
And thank you, everyone, for listening today. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.